Good morning and welcome back to hour number two of the First Community Credit Union 590 The Fan Yard Sale. And again, there's only one sponsor, and that's First Community Credit Union. Fall has always been, well, fall and spring, I guess, the time where people get rid of things. Getting rid of things makes it sound like it's junk. It's not junk. These are just things people don't need anymore, and maybe you do. Or maybe you're looking for something, and you hear somebody who has it to sell, and boom, you know you're in the right place. The right place being right here, the yard sale. The original yard sale created 16 years ago with your brand new host, Scott Sherman. Brought to you by First Community Credit Union, the only sponsor, which means there are only four brief interruptions per hour. They're not really even interruptions. It's information. Information about the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, First Community Credit Union. There are all kinds of reasons that people who bank there, we call members, there are all kinds of reasons that we love banking there. You'll never really be able to understand it until you join us, and I hope you will, or consider that. Unless you have a really good reason to stay with wherever you're banking, your brother is the vice president or something, or your sister, okay, you get a pass. The rest of you, come on, join us. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. And now our number two of the First Community Credit Union 590 The Fan Yard Sale. Here again, your host, Scott Sherman.
Hour two, First Community Credit Union yard sale on Veterans Day. The eighth hour of the 11th month of the 11th day. Thank you to all of our service people who have served in various branches of the United States military. That song, a World War I march written by George M. Cohan, who you may know because... Jimmy Cagney played him in Yankee Doodle Dandy, the playwright and songwriter who wrote not just that song and Yankee Doodle Dandy, but a bunch of other songs too in the first half of the 20th century. And I love this song. Grover, play it a little bit higher. I love it.
Over there.
So prepare, say a prayer. I love that. If you haven't seen Yankee Doodle Dandy, that's an old movie that still holds up. It's really cool. And Jimmy Cagney, James Cagney, is one of the most versatile performers of all time. And I really like that. So if you're into black and white movies or you want to show your kids or your grandkids a little something about when they made movies, that were about something...
He didn't say...
That's a good one.
You dirty rats on that one, did
look,
he?
See? You're going to take it, see? Why don't we people talk like that anymore? That 1930s stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Look, see? What we're going to do, see, is we're going to sell stuff, see? You're going to call us, see?
Because now they say OMG.
855-282-TALK, see?
OMG.
855-282-8255. Tyler 972-8255. Remember when the people yes. would have letter?
Yeah, we had Temple. And Florissant, it was Temple.
How are you supposed to know how to dial the telephone?
Temple 1, because of the T-E, it would be T-E. What's your number? T-E-1,
8523. Wait, I misdialed. Hold on.
Is John still on the phone?
Start over. Oh, yeah. John, sorry.
John.
Thanks for holding over.
Scott went crazy. So we're talking about paintball, and I'm going to do paintball today.
So I was once out in weather like this, and I happened to get a lucky shot, and I hit a guy right in the neck.
Oh.
And, oh, man, it actually, that stayed there for about 2 months.
Oh.
And, so be careful.
Okay, I will.
I do have something to sell.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
Hot dogs.
Let's sell it.
And... It's How old is something to be an antique?
Dan, how old are you?
I don't know. I don't know how old it has to be
40.
To be an antique. Is that right? Well,
no.
It's definitely, I have a sewing machine that folds inside a desk. So it's a sewing desk. It's all, it was my mother's.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
My mom gave it to my wife 20 years ago. And it's probably from the late 50s, early 60s.
That's an antique. Is it a Singer?
I believe that it is.
That's a good one. That'll hold up forever.
It's a Singer in really good shape. It's got a foot pedal. Actually, it doesn't have a foot pedal. It has a thing that where you actuate it with your leg.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
While you're sitting there.
Oh, that would be an antique then, I would think. Yeah.
My grandma's sister was a seamstress, and she had one of these things. It's really cool.
I'd love to sell it because it's taking up some room that in the basement that I would like to have something else there.
Gotcha.
What do you want for it?
Oh, you know, I'd say $50 would probably take it. Oh,
great deal.
There you go.
And they can give me a call on my cell phone. It's 314-210-7883. And I live in St. Charles near 364 and the Arena Parkway exit.
Oh, okay.
Very good. 314-210-7883. John's got a Singer sewing machine, desk, foot pedal, classic, very well-made American product. If you're involved in any way or know anything about sewing, you'll want this thing. And $50, that's a very good price.
And thank you, First Community. That's where I do my banking. My son does his banking there, and my wife has a small business. That she does her banking there, and we just could not be happier.
Oh, cool. Great. Thanks, John.
John, we appreciate you, and thank you, because without all that and you calling here, Saturday mornings just wouldn't be the same. They'd be worse.
Well, they would suck.
Thanks. They would suck. They would.
You'd have a great day, gentlemen.
Thanks for the info on the paintball.
Oh, yeah. I'm not kidding.
I know. I've heard it stings. I've heard.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have stories on Monday, I'm sure.
You will.
Thanks, John.
All right.
Take care, guys. All right.
See ya.
Bye.
We're going to talk to Jim here in a second, but Dan, get some goggles. Because
I think they give you goggles. I think they give you goggles and a helmet or something, yeah.
And wear a cup. The rest of it, you don't care about your neck, do you?
Huh? No. No. It did look like I get a big hickey there.
Yeah, then you can brag about it.
Yeah.
Way to go, Sandy.
Yeah. A big hickey on your neck from getting shot by a paintball.
A hickey by Kanicki. Remember that from Greece?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was terrible. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, guys?
We're great. What can we do for you?
I got 9 interior pre-finished doors, all various sizes and swings. They're split jam. And I have a whole bag full of used receptacles. They're ivory in color, receptacles and switches. Can I put a third thing on?
Absolutely, sure. Yes.
Here in a couple of weeks, I'll have a exterior door. It's a 3-foot door. It's got a 14-inch side light on it. Good shape, too. My cell phone number out here in Washington, Missouri is 314-239-9575.
Do you want prices on any of these items?
Oh, probably a nickel piece on the receptacles and switches. The doors, if I get $3 or $4 a piece for them.
Really?
Whoa.
The front door. Yeah, the front door, I don't know what I'd take for it. Maybe $10 or something. I don't want to fill up the landfill, you know? Try to get rid of them.
I'm telling you, there's a person that can get dryers, washers and dryers, bedroom sets, doors for almost nothing because of this show.
Yeah.
And because of our... Jim, thank you. 314-239-9579.
That's correct. And thank all the vets today.
You bet.
Absolutely. Well said. Diana, good morning.
I have a 30-inch white electric range free.
For free?
For free.
Now we got the kitchen going.
Oh, man.
Wow, that's great. Anything else?
And I've got some upper green metal cabinets, and they're antique, but they're in really good shape. They've been on a shelf in a garage for years and years and years. I lived in a house in 1964, and they were the neighbors, and the houses were built way before that. And I have these go over a 9-light window and a door, and they are blinds behind glass, and they open and close and go up and down.
Mm, I like that.
Okay.
I had something else free, but I can't think of what it was.
It was a car in the driveway.
You know what? If someone...
Wait, that's not right.
If someone calls...
After I hang up, I'll have to call you next week if I'm not working.
You can call us in about 5 minutes.
Well, what'll happen, too, is if somebody calls you for the range...
I'll remember. Yeah, you'll remember. Oh, I know what it is.
Sure.
It's a lift chair, and it's brand new. I put it in my garage. I got it from a lady to give to my brother. Her mother died, and my brother had a stroke, but he was too obstinate to want a lift chair, so... I think the mice might have chewed some wiring in it, but it's, you know, the cloth is perfect. It's, you know, but it just doesn't lift you up and down.
Oh,
but
cool.
If somebody wants it to try to, you know, fix it, and that's probably a $700-$800 chair, I guess.
Oh, yeah,
those
lift chairs, yeah. And you got plenty of people out
there.
The
price is right. I mean,
yes.
Beggars and choosers, you know, right?
Well, you can still sit in it. If it don't go up and down, what the heck's the difference? It just doesn't recline either.
You're 100% right.
My phone's ringing, so I will give you my number.
Sure.
It's 636-296-0269.
Two free things.
All Missouri.
Two free deals. Okay. A lift chair. And I didn't read my own name.
A range.
A range.
Mm-hmm.
Kitchen range. And then blinds for... very little money. Great deals.
Metal cabinets.
That's right.
Diana, okay. As always, we appreciate you, and thank you so much for calling us.
Thank you.
855-282-TALK, 855-282-8255, the First Community Credit Union yard sale. Buy something, sell something.
Mm-hmm.
Today, a lot of giving stuff away, and thanks to our great vets on Veterans Day. 855-282-TALK. You mentioned on the show this week that on Veterans Day, perhaps, there's a thing out at Jefferson Barracks with the flags.
Oh, the Boy Scouts. The Boy Scouts go out and they put flags on every tombstone.
I believe that's either Memorial Day or also Memorial Day.
Oh, you know what? I think you're right. It
Which
is Memorial
fine.
Day.
I will tell you what I do out there. And it's nothing to do with Louis C.K. When after we're done talking to Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. I have a car I'd like to sell. It's a 2000 DeVille. It was my mother's car, and it's she used it to go to church and bingo. I think they call the color light bronze mist, and it's got a top on it. It's a nice looking car. Kind of sporty for an older lady. 92, it'll probably have 93,000 miles on it at this point. It's had a little work done on it, new brakes, and, you know, it's a 17-year-old car, but with 90-something thousand miles on it, they seem to go about 250,000 on those older Cadillacs, so they go for a long time. And it's leather. It's just still a nice car.
Yeah,
it's the perfect, and don't take it the wrong way, little old lady car, the garaged car that just stayed local. She took perfect care of it. This is a great find because she didn't abuse it. and it's got low miles for the time. It's almost like a time warp.
Kind of. It's I mean, you know, it is a 17-year-old car, so there's little things you find on anything that's that old. But
yeah.
It's had some engine work done on it so that you know, there's a lot of stuff that's been done over the years on it, especially in the last few years, to where you got to get a lot of miles out of it. I'd like to have 4,500 for it, but somebody comes and looks at it, and, you know, we'll talk.
Yeah,
perfect.
I'm in Crestwood, just give me a call.
What's your number?
314-402-5554.
Again, we will offer you money for your phone number. 314-402-5554.
Yes,
Steve's
sir.
Got a great thing. 2000 Cadillac DeVille, 92,000 miles on it, cherry condition for its age, garage taken care of. That's a good buy. And $4,500. I mean, you're not going to get a better deal than that.
Nope.
Yeah. I appreciate it, boys. You have
a good
day.
Thanks. Thank you. 314-402-5554. That's Steve's number, our number, 855-282-TALK, 855-282-8255. Adam, call back. We just had you and it got dropped on the screen just a second ago. So this thing out at the Jefferson Barracks during Memorial Day weekend is really cool. On Memorial Day, on the Monday of Memorial Day, they have a big service out there, and they bring bring out and commemorate all the branches of the service and all these other groups that are affiliated with the military, the Gold Star Moms and the Blue Star Moms and all these other, you know, organizations. There's a whole list of them. I can't even remember. But what's also neat is as you walk around Jefferson Barracks and when the Boy Scouts put out all these flags, and it's an amazing sight, the weather and the wind and stuff, sometimes they'll like kind of, the flags will tip over or they'll start to get straight. So my buddy Jimmy, you remember Jimmy Dolan, right? He and I go out there several years in a row and spend like all day Saturday. We didn't put any flags out.
Straightening
the flags.
Oh.
And then we had one of the guys, what are you two idiots doing? Like, well, we're straightening the flags. I'm like, okay.
We're the flag straighteners.
It just seemed like the thing to do. If you're going to put a flag there and it starts to fall, you kind of do it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of neat. So if anybody has somebody hasn't gone out to Jefferson Barracks either recently or has never been to the Memorial Day weekend festivities, it's a really somber but also very kind of cool display out there. And they do a beautiful job with Jefferson Barracks. So,
oh, yeah.
Very nice. And good folks out there. It's beautiful. 855-282-TALK, 855-282-8255. Tell you a little about First Community Credit Union here. What is there about that isn't to love? Our callers that call, our listeners that listen, if they're not First Community members, then being one is a good thing. How did you become a First Community member, Dan?
I went in there and I deposited some money and filled out some paperwork.
And
that's
then
usually
you were
how
one,
it works.
Something motivated you to do
the
that.
The show.
Were you ordered to do that?
No, I was not ordered to do that.
Soldier,
no.
Go out there.
No. No, I wasn't ordered to do that. And I did change a car loan over. This was a long time ago when I first became a member.
Was Steve's mom's car new? Was it 2000? Or?
It could have been. No, it was. I don't remember when they actually came on the air with us.
Well, we'll research that while we talk to Sue. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
We're here to sell, help you sell, or help you find something. What can we do for you?
I wanted to tell you that we have a Rhodes car, capital R-H-O, excuse me, R-H-O-D-E-S car, and it's a four-wheel bicycle with 36 speeds and a deluxe seat. It has a lot of extras on it, and it has always been kept in a shed. And maybe a good way to explain it is my husband has Parkinson's disease, and he got that bicycle because of his balance. So it's a really a sturdy bicycle, and we're asking $750 for it.
That sounds super cool. 36 speeds?
Mm-hmm.
How do you do the speed thing? Is there like a crank on there?
It's got like a hand on the handle.
I like it. What color is this thing?
Black.
Goes with everything.
Mm-hmm.
And have you ridden this? Is it fun to ride?
No, it's his bicycle, but he's gotten to the point now that he can't ride it anymore, so we're trying to get rid of it instead of just leaving it sit. But we live in a small town, and he rode it all over town. I mean, he, you know, it's not anything that's hard to ride. He never took it out and went, like, on hills or anything like that, but you can get up speed, you know, going down a road, and he enjoyed it when he rode it.
Wow. Is it kind of like a recumbent bike?
Do you know
what that is? Look at it's you, a recumbent.
I know.
It's on a frame like a car or a truck. It's like maybe, how big would you say? It might be 36 inches wide, and it might be 48 inches long.
Wow.
So it's not, when you think of a bike, it's not like a bike.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's on a frame.
Oh, you're with the Grover and me with this coffee stuff.
And isn't that awful?
I know.
This is super unique. I like hearing about it. Do you mind if we ask how much this thing was when it was new?
2000.
Look at this. Oh, great man. Deal.
Yeah.
All right. What's your phone number, Sue, so we can get people to get this bike out of your property? Sure.
729-4263.
618-729-4263.
And it's correct. Called, in case somebody wants to Google what it looks like, it's a Rhodes.
R-H-O-D-E-S.
Correct. It's called a Rhodes car, but it's
Rhodes car.
It's a bike.
Okay, gotcha.
And they use it in a lot of places, like around North Carolina on the beach area.
Yeah.
Like
I know that.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I saw one of those in Virginia Beach one time.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Good product and very unique. And all the best to your husband from us.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Sue's got the Rhodes car. Bicycle. $750. Mm-hmm. 618-729-4263. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're terrific.
Great.
Can you hear me? I'm on a cell phone, but way out in the country. I can barely hear you.
We can hear you absolutely perfectly.
I want to back up what that one fella told you, Dan. Dress in layers, because in this weather, when those balls hit you, you'll think you're having a prostate exam.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Every time they hit you, the balls in this cool weather get hard.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
truer
words. No, please. Oh, man. I think that's just a philosophical statement. Words to live by.
Okay, thanks.
I got a couple things that I'm looking for, please.
Yes.
I want to buy at least 50 bales of alfalfa hay, small squares. And I don't want any grass hay, so please don't call me with grass hay. I'm looking for some alfalfa. And I also am looking for someone to cut the floor out of a 68 Chevy pickup and weld a new floor pan in for me, and I'll supply the floor pan.
Wow.
And I'm in the Freeburg, Illinois area, and I'm going to an auction right now, so if I don't answer my phone, please leave me a message.
Your phone number, sir.
618-520-1626.
618-520-1626. Alfalfa hay, looking for. And somebody to come do some work on a 68
Chevy pickup,
put it on floor.
And I could deliver the truck to him. That's no problem. Mm-hmm. Just cut the floor pan out and weld a new floor pan in for me.
Okay.
A product and a service he's looking for.
Oh, good luck with
one
that.
One other thing I wanted to say is my wife and I, a while back, we were going to go to First Community Federal Credit Union, but we're anti-Walmart people, and I'm sorry, but that's just how we are.
Oh, that's okay.
you know, yeah. But if they would build something freestanding over here in the Belleville area, they'd get tons of business.
Oh,
I know I'm not the only one like that.
Yeah. I agree.
And maybe they will because they're going up like crazy. So maybe they will do something freestanding over there.
Well,
we'll let them know.
Put a plug in somebody's ear if you guys know the right fellas.
I got a couple numbers. I'll call them. And,
we'll talk to them.
We'll definitely tell them.
You can do it.
Yeah.
You guys have a wonderful day. Thank you so much.
You. Thanks Bye-bye. So much. 618-520-1626. That was Dennis, right? Keith?
Yes, how are you? Good morning.
Fantastic.
I have a 22 cubic foot white GE side-by-side refrigerator for sale. And I also have two ceiling fans, one with a light kit, one without, and they match each other. And I'd like $250 for the refrigerator. I just remodeled my kitchen. It works fine. I just bought a new one. And then the lights, of course, they work on the fans, and they match. And I like $50 for the fans. And again, it's a 22 cubic foot white GE side-by-side refrigerator, 22 cubic feet with the water and ice dispenser in the door.
Oh, nice.
You can never have enough refrigerators.
That's a good deal for the refrigerator.
It's either for the kitchen, which is great, or the garage. The garage fridge is
the beer refrigerator.
It's the greatest.
You're right.
Guys, this is, and I know there's somebody will say, oh, it's for the ladies too. This is like the guy's dream, is to have the garage fridge organized, full of beverages and other things. And then the stuff that you get at, like, we'll say Costco or, you know, Sam's, and you can put that stuff in there too, so that whoever you're living with can't say, what are you going to do with all those pickles? I'm going to put them in the garage fridge. Because I love pickles. What's it to you? So call
extra
Keith.
Pizzas.
Yeah, there you go.
There you
Keith,
go.
What is your number?
All right. My number is 636-579-9709.
636-579-9709.
Correct.
GE
thank
fridge.
Thank you so much. You guys have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks. Keith, thank you.
Thanks.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing terrific.
Happy Veterans Day to all you guys also.
Absolutely.
I just heard one of our callers call in, and I just wanted to let him know I live in the Belleville area, and remember First Community? But we have a freestanding one in the Fairview Heights O'Fallon area.
Oh, there
Perfect.
You go.
Yeah.
What is that, Dennis?
Did you hear that, Dennis?
Yeah, Dennis.
Get over there. I mean, what? It's 2 miles away. Get over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's over there by the Alphenberg, whatever, where they sell all the cars and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, the auto mall.
Well, there you go.
So, it's freestanding building, and you can go there. But, I mean... I don't think the credit union is affiliated with Walmart at all.
No,
other than business, you know. I don't think they make any money off of it.
Well, there you go, Dennis.
You can buy Seven Up at Walmart. It doesn't mean they're.
Thanks for the info,
Larry. We really appreciate it. And happy Veterans Day, and thank you, sir.
All right,
for calling the show. Is it Raul?
Yes.
Good morning, Raul. Yeah.
Good morning, Scott. I have a 14-foot pintail sailboat, a blue and white, two sails with trailer. I want $695.
Very cool.
A sailboat?
Yes.
14-foot sail with the trailer.
Wow.
With the trailer, yes.
Just for $695?
Yes.
Price to move.
Very good.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Price to move.
Do you have anything else?
Yes, I have one refrigerator and freezer. It's a new in the box. It's a white hot point.
Oh, point?
$450 for that one, yes.
$650?
$450. New, yes.
Whoa, Raul, it's new in the box.
Yes. We're gonna furnish this entire house. That's a sort of fantasy house for less than $5,000.
It's a good deal for that refrigerator, brand new in the box.
Raul, what is your telephone number, sir?
It's 314-625-1000. 314-625-8892.
314-625-8892. Raul has a 14-foot sailboat with the trailer, $695. And a brand-new-in-the-box Hot Point white refrigerator freezer, $450.
There you go.
Sir, thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you.
And thank you for the call, and have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Ron doesn't mean Ron doesn't have great stuff next. We'll find out. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Scott. I've got some kitchen appliances. I got a Kenmore gas self-cleaning oven and a Whirlpool over-the-range microwave and a Maytag dishwasher. All three appliances are in working condition, and I just took them out of my kitchen for a remodel. The color is biscuit on all three of them. It's a light cream color, and I'm asking $125 for all three. And I'm in St. Peter's at 636-328-5827.
Oh. Well done. Bundled kitchen items, Kenmore, and the microwave.
Over the range.
And the Maytag dishwasher, $125. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
636-328-5827.
Right.
Ron, thank you.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Very good. Man, all kinds of good stuff today.
Yeah.
More good stuff is going to come on the way when you call us at 855-282-TALK, 855-282-8255. So, Dan Strauss.
Yes, sir.
When are you going to play out in the wilderness here today? The balmy 38-degree temperatures.
Yeah, it's supposed to be later on this afternoon, about 3 o'clock. I think it's 3 to 5. We're there. I think if I get shot by one of those things and it stings, I'm finished. I'm done. I will tell my daughter. We went to Mexico. She went to Mexico on one of our trips, and she wanted to do all this stuff. She wanted to go parasailing. She wanted to go zip lining. She wanted to do all this stuff that I'm not really good at because, first of all, I'm scared to death of heights.
Oh, me too.
So I did the zip lining, and that was rough. She wanted to snorkel. That was the only thing. I jumped in the ocean, and I basically did a cannonball instead of just sliding in. My whole snorkel filled with water, and I ended up having to get out. So, and I had the underwater camera while she was out. She comes back and she goes, "What did you do? All I did was turn around and see you jumping in."
One more caveat about this thing out there with the paintball.
Yes.
Be careful. There's a lot more running around and cardiac stuff than you would even think, because you're going to just start running around for an hour trying to avoid being shot by these pellet balls because they're going to hurt. So,
not for me.
Be careful. Well, then you're gonna get then you're gonna be completely covered in pellet balls unless you're bringing a shovel and you're gonna dig a foxhole. Be careful of the ankles.
Yeah,
because I know there's leaves and you can twist them.
Oh,
you should probably just stay home.
I know.
You know,
I'm just kidding.
Is there nothing else that these people can do?
I don't know. You know, we could have gone bowling or something or anything.
That's what I'm doing this afternoon.
You're going bowling?
That's right.
Ooh,
it's my kind of exercise.
Are you a good bowler?
No. Well, it depends. With or without the bumpers.
Oh,
the bumpers. I'm about a 220.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, that's cheating.
No.
Art, good morning.
Good morning, sir. I have a 96 Toyota Corolla four-door. It's loaded with everything, silver in color, 92,000 miles on it, and I want $29.95 for it. And I've got an 02 Chrysler four-door 300M Special, 169,000 miles on it. And it's leather, sunroof, the whole works, and I want $3,500 for it.
Good prices on good vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Phone number 314-303-5521.
The 92 Toyota Corolla four-door?
96.
96.
Is it 92,000 miles?
Yeah, 92,000
miles. That's low. That's good.
Yes, sir.
Less than $3,000, $29.95. And then the 02 Chrysler 300M?
Yep.
$3,500.
Yes.
Price to move. Call Art, 314-303-5521.
Thank you very much.
We thank you. All right. Thank you so much for your call. 855-282-TALK. 855-282-8255. First Community Credit Union. The yard sale. The only yard sale. This is the yard sale. Been on for 16 years.
The yard sale.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So the bowling.
I'd rather play laser tag.
Yeah.
Today instead.
Something inside.
Yes.
Can they do something inside?
Yeah.
These children want to be outside.
Talk them into something like that.
How many people are participating in this?
I have no idea.
And it's down in Cape Girardeau?
It's the sorority.
The sorority.
Yeah. My daughter's sorority. And all the dads will come down there and we'll be running around. I'm sure. There's going to be a couple of us. If we get hit with those things and it stings,
it's going to be all of you. You guys are all about the same age.
Yeah.
You're running around being silly days are long behind you.
Oh, yeah.
And the girls, of course, are going to probably take revenge out on their old, get my dad.
Oh, yeah.
Get him in the head. Let's gang up on him.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like fun.
Then they don't get money for the rest of the school year.
But Alyssa is graduating this year.
No, right? No.
That's what I said. No.
No, she she has one more year left.
And see, I remember when she was like 9 years old or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too.
Time's going by.
It's ridiculous.
855-282-8255. Buying something, selling something. Let's get rid of some stuff for you for the holidays. Let's get some cash in your pocket. Let's get some things out of your garage. Let's make sure that somebody can use something that you can't use anymore. You have to have something either in the garage or laying around or in the basement somewhere. Mm-hmm. This is the opportunity and the place to do that with a community full of people that, that know each other kind of for these years.
Got a lot of free stuff today.
We do. It was like car week last week.
Yeah.
And now
it's appliance.
It's appliance giveaway day. So, you know, if you got something that you want to just unload,
yep.
We're your guys. 855-282-8255. So here's some quick numbers on the United States military. We have currently just over 2 million active duty military service men and women in the different branches of the service. So although it's less than 0.5% of the country, there's still a substantial number of people that are serving in the military. It's an all-volunteer military. It has been since they got rid of the draft in the early 1970s. And it's really something that it's almost like it was in Europe back in the 19th and early part of the 20th century, where it's a very prestigious thing to be a member, to be a service member. So let's not only thank people for their service, but also let's tell them how important what they do is to keeping this country and keeping the world safe and free. Don't ever miss an opportunity to thank a serviceman or a servicewoman for what they do. They will always appreciate it, as we appreciate the calls that we get.
Yes.
Sheila, we appreciate you.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you. We have a table for sale. It is a 48-inch round, but it has a leaf. It'll expand to 68 inches. It's on a pedestal base. It has four side chairs and two armchairs if you want to use it as an oval. And we're asking $300. We're in the Wildwood area, and my phone number is 636-821-1748.
Boy, she knew the drill on that one.
Sheila, this thing starts out at 48. It expands out to 68. Perfect for Thanksgiving. The holidays are coming up. Entertaining. Four side chairs. I mean, all of this for $300. You know what kind of wood the
table. It's a solid oak. It's kind of a dark, it's a golden oak, kind of dark. And it's a real heavy table. It's a really nice table.
It sounds beautiful. And and may I say that it wouldn't be beautiful if it wasn't in your house. You don't
you
don't like junk, but it's time to get rid of this thing, right?
Correct.
636-821-1748.
Correct.
Sheila.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
very much. Appreciate it. Bye bye.
Very good. We can go to the celebrity guest line.
We have a celebrity guest?
I think so. It says on our board here, good morning, sir.
No, not a celebrity, just a regular caller with something to sell.
You're selling something?
Yeah. You can tell him it's me. It's okay. I'm not trying to.
Hi, Frank. Frank is selling something.
Yeah. This is something that, but it's going to be very difficult for me to let go of. I was going to will this to Rat Boy, but
I'm
sorry. Yeah. And here's what it is, and I'm not joking about this. I really am going to sell this. And before you guys make fun of me, hear me out. I have a pristine case of Billy Beer. It is, now what did I say? Don't laugh. Did I say don't laugh?
Yeah.
I think I said don't laugh. This is a legitimate, it's a case of Billy Beer. I'm pretty sure it's what's normally a case of beer, 24 cans or something.
Yes, 24. Yeah, cans. Yeah.
All unopened, in perfect shape.
Yep.
It's in its original case where the top of the case is cut off, like it's sitting in the base of the cardboard Billy Beer case.
I've seen this.
Yes, you have, and if necessary, I mean, I could show somebody a picture, but I think they believe me when I say it's been sitting in optimum conditions for about 30 years. I want $3,000 for the case. All of the money will go to Backstoppers.
Wow.
I will give the entire $3,000 to Backstoppers.
All right. Okay, there we go.
So what you then end up with is you know that Backstoppers will get $3,000. And then you also know that you own and are in possession of a case of Billy Beer that I don't have the current prices, but it's going to take a wild stab, $6,000, $8,000.
Yeah, and it's Billy Carter.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would think
Billy
so.
Billy Carter. Billy Carter was the embarrassing brother of Jim Carter. That's my brother. I'm embarrassed by him because he's my brother. And in fact, you know what? I wasn't even going to say this, but the Carters and Pinions have been friends forever. And this was not in the news. He's in town. He's staying with us. Hang on. Let me get it.
Oh, man. The Carters and Pinions are friends.
You sure do, Frank. I'm happy to talk about it.
Mr. Carter, who's this?
Hi, Mr. Jimmy. President. It's Scott and Dan.
Yeah. How are you?
An honor, sir.
Hi, Scott and Dan. It's Jimmy Carter, former president. Frank Petty is a good friend of mine, and he has a case of beer, my brother, Billy Beer. Brother put out Billy Beer, and it's in pristine shape. I've seen it down in the basement, and I just hope somebody will buy it, and the money goes to Backstoppers. Nice talking to you guys. Bye-bye.
Nice talking to you.
You too.
Mr. President.
The 39th president of the United States,
I call him Jimmy.
Yeah.
So there you have it. $3,000. I'll do it now. I'm not giving my phone number for obvious reasons, but frankopinion@yahoo.com. frankopinion@yahoo.com. You send me an email, say, man, would I like to have a case of that Billy Beer, and I'll send you $3,000, and we'll work it out. We'll meet, and I'll deliver it, and then I will show the buyer copy of the cashier's check to Backstoppers for $3,000. This is it. Everybody wins.
It's fantastic.
Or they can.
I win because I get to give money to Backstoppers. They win because they get Billy Beer, and Backstoppers win.
Now, can they write the check directly to Backstoppers?
Yes, they could. That would be fine.
Yeah.
They could actually, that would be a good idea. Then they know where it's going to go. So, and it kills me to do this because I went down and looked at it the other day, and I just started crying. I can't let this go.
Yeah.
Because I will be honest. I stole that beer for $100.
Yeah.
Okay, the whole case. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
He did. He did.
Frank, thank you. It's very generous and goes to a great cause.
Did you hear the president in the background?
Mr. President, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was telling me, he says, don't sell it for under 3,000.
Okay.
It's fantastic.
I have to go because Rosalind has an upset stomach and. I need to go make sure she's okay. They're older now.
Oh yeah, they are much older. Yeah.
All the best to him.
Yeah.
I'll be watching my email, frankopinion@yahoo.com. You're doing a great job. Show sounds good. You can tell it's the original and the only one that matters. Yard sale. Have you mentioned the car loan deal, the $100 today?
I mentioned the car loan, but didn't mention anything about the $100.
Well, that's the whole deal, Dan. If you move your car loan to First Community from wherever it is, they put $100 in your account, no questions asked, just for moving your car loan, and you'll probably get a better rate. There's a good chance you get a better rate than. And then, if that happens, you get a lower car payment. Plus, you get $100 for the holidays. So, President Carter wants to know where it is. Yes, you can. So there you go, $100, and it's only through the end of the year, so what, 6 weeks or something. So there you go, Danny. You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
You might want to stop smoking.
No, that's Grover actually. A Grover and me coughing.
He might want to tell you to stop smoking.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Thank you very much.
I have other things to sell, but I wanted to get the. If you can get the hardest thing to let go of, if you can get that out of the way first, the thing you're most attached to, then the rest is easier.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it. Okay. All right.
Good luck with
hang
that.
Hang on. He wants to say one last thing.
Okay.
I just want to say thanks to you guys for what you do. It's a great service. I love the show. I wish I lived here. I could get the app, can I? I could listen on the app.
Yes,
I
forgot about that. Yeah.
I'll download that. I'll be listening. I'll listen every Saturday. Okay, Jimmy Carter. Okay. Bye bye.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President.
Right. Well, there you go. New listener. All right. I'll see you later.
Thank you. Thank you, Frank.
Bye.
The best ex president of all time,
Jimmy Carter.
The worst president, but the best ex president.
What is it with? It was Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, and who else had a wacky brother that
Jeb Bush.
Oh, that's Jeb Bush. That's right.
Thank you. $3,000 for the Billy Beer case, the Backstoppers. Guy, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Guy.
We're ready to sell some stuff for you.
Yeah, I've still got that foosball table. I've had calls on it, but I've had one guy look at it, and he decided to go somewhere else to buy another one.
Yeah,
he's nuts.
It's a wooden... Yeah, well, it's a large wooden foosball table, full size. It's got like 5-inch wooden legs, you know, the big heavy legs on it. So this thing's heavy duty. I'm asking $15 for it. I have no room in my little one-room bedroom house for this thing. And I don't have nobody to play foosball with. And I've
Somebody
got
drove two... all the way over to your place to look at a $15 foosball table and didn't buy it?
Right.
Why?
Or... I don't know. I guess he didn't want to put the legs back on. I got the bolts for the legs because, you know, so I could store it.
Takes
a lot of room. You know, and I got the bolts in a bucket and I got the ball in the bucket. You know, it's all ready. And I can assemble it for them if they want. We haul it outside. I'll put it back together for them and then we can put it in their pickup truck.
Yeah. Let's get rid of that. We can get rid of that thing for you.
Yeah. And I've got two brand new T-shirts. One's a Cardinal, one's a Blues. They're size extra large. Never even been tried on. Still got tags on them. I'm asking $15 for the pair of them.
Whoa.
Cool.
That's nice.
Yeah.
What's your number, sir?
My phone number is 314-913-4510.
314-913-4510. Foosball table, $15. And two brand new T-shirts. These are American sizes. These aren't like the ones like Tim Woodburn bought that were triple XL.
Oh,
and
Malaysians
only,
or whatever.
Malaysians, they only fit Limey, who's like the size of a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah.
No, these are regular size, American-made, you know, T-shirts and stuff.
Cool.
And, yeah.
314-913-4510. Guy, thanks.
And I'll talk to you next week when I have styrofoam for sale again.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We're looking for that.
All right. Talk to you later.
I'm going to need the styrofoam today.
Hi, Leland.
Good morning, and thank you for that reference you gave me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Today, I am still looking for that convertible Miata to pull on the back of those 100,000 mobile home RVs. So if anybody's out there's got one with low mileage, give me a call. It has to be red convertible with a white, white top, whatever, five to six speed. And then also out in the Ferguson area off of Chambers and Forestwood, I'm looking for a replica fiberglass, no top, red seat with lights, replica go-kart of a T-Bird, 56 T-Bird. Anybody out there, call me at 573-860-0773. And once again, there's only one person on my front page, and that is Scott Sherman, okay?
Whoa.
Leland, look at that. Thank you, buddy.
And I'll tell you, whenever you're ready, I'm not Anheuser-Busch, and I'm not, Bush Creative, but I can tell you one thing. I can give you the answer to a riddle that will really make you surprised, okay?
I'll take it anytime.
Okay, you have a good day, guys.
You too. We
get
did.
Get on with the show. 573-860-0773. Thanks a lot.
He said it. He's right. He's looking for the T-Bird go-kart, and he also wants that Mazda red Miata. His friend wants to go drive up and down the Pacific Coast Highway in California and doesn't want to fall off the edge.
Yeah.
Which I agree with, and that kind of stuff scares me. Tony's been waiting. Now he's not waiting. Hi, Tony.
Yes. Hi. I have a Marine Corps uniform from 1955 and blue and the green. And I have that's a $50 a piece. And I have an antique quilt for $25. Now, I have lots of Catholic Bibles and prayer books. A lot of them. And my phone number is 618-420-2133.
Tony, first of all, thank you so much for calling. It was T-O-N-I, and I apologize. It's short for Antoinette.
Yeah.
So it's just she.
Thank you.
Tony, thank you. 618-420-2133. Bibles? Marine Corps dress blue uniform and an antique quilt.
Yeah.
I like that stuff. It's cool. Nice lady. Don, how are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you today, Scott?
Doing great.
I want to sell a piece of David Nash art.
Ah, yes. We looked it up. It's beautiful.
Gorgeous stuff. This is a little bit more than what I put on the line last time. I want to sell one of David's family tree drawings. He made, it's a multiple, 17 out of 40, and David does a number of family trees. They're all gorgeous, and they're all expensive. The one I have is framed in ash, and it is 38 inches wide and 32 inches tall. And it is 17 out of 40. If you know about multiples, they at the bottom put in what number that multiple is and the total number of multiples.
The run is the bottom number, and the top number is what number of that run it is.
That's exactly right.
Is this a lithograph, or is this a hand original drawing?
Well, it's a multiple. It looks like an original, but I'm sure that they have a process of duplicating them. I'm sure he didn't make his 70 to 81 family tree 40 times. So
right.
Probably, and since it's number 17, it probably is a lithograph or some other multiple reproduction method.
Is it signed?
It is signed, believe me.
This is gorgeous. We're looking. Grover brought this up, and we don't know if it's the exact piece that you have, but this guy's stuff is just magnificent, and it would go in any home. I mean, this is first class all the way.
Oh, it really is, Sullivan. But he has done a whole number of family trees, and they sell well, and they're expensive. I want $2,000 for this one.
I'm sure that's a fantastic deal. Do you have any idea what some of his other similar works might go for?
Well, you can go online and look at what some of his works go for, and it's thousands of dollars, but I also know that the St. Louis Art Museum has about $40,000 worth of his art, and it's only about 8 pieces.
Frank always talks about the word quality. You know, that the most expensive thing and the cheapest thing might not be the best for the situation. This is that intersection of where price meets sort of excellence, and that's value and quality. So this is right there. This is that perfect value play for somebody that's looking for a really special piece in their house.
Well, and the nice thing about it is it's matted and framed, so all they have to do is put a hook on the wall.
And the art itself, is he do this in black and white, like with charcoal, or has it got colors in it?
This particular piece is in black and white, but he does pastels and he does charcoals, and some of his photographs sell for thousands of dollars. He'll make up a scene and photograph it. That's particularly true with his ovens, and you may have noticed them when you were on the internet.
Yeah.
He'll build a fire and he'll light it up, and then he'll photograph it, and he'll also do hand drawings of it, and then they'll sell the photographs, and some of those photographs are in the thousands of dollars.
Well, it's certainly good stuff that we saw. Dan Grover's got it pulled up. I mean, David's artwork here is just absolutely amazing. And Don, you have a personal relationship with David. You know him, David Nash. Just briefly tell us how you met him.
Well, I met him in 1977 when a partner of mine who dealt in art said, "Hey, Don, you're going to identify with this man." And I said, "I'm not going to identify with that man. I'll go to his presentation, but I have no intention of buying any of his art." And I went to his presentation, and I spent $10,000.
Oh, man.
Don, this is a special item, and it's a beautiful piece. What's your number so people that want something gorgeous in their house can get a hold of you?
Area code 314-516-2696, extension 3614.
314-516-2696, extension 3614. Don's got the gorgeous and very special David Nash family tree artwork. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Scott. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. And thank you to everybody for calling. First Community Credit Union Yard Sale for Dan Strauss, Scott Sherman, and everybody else. Woo-hoo. Have a great weekend.